for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation.
This day in history, as we're about to talk about here on the Mark Steiner Show, that which you're listening to right now is Louis Thomas Jordan. He was born July 8, 1908, died on this day, February the 4th, was one of the pioneering American musicians, songwriter, bandleader, who was really popular in the 30s and early 50s. He was known as the King of the Jukebox, and he was highly popular. One of the interesting things about him was that he was really popular across racial lines in black and white communities during the swing era. So just get on your dancing shoes when we play Mr. Thomas. On this day in history also, on February the 4th, this is the day in 1789, that George Washington was unanimously elected as the first president of the United States by the U.S. Electoral College. In 1794, France abolished slavery. They never did like it. They were very lukewarm to abolition, though, and Napoleon brought it back in 1802. A lot of this had to do with this reinstitution of the Code Noir, the Black Code, which prohibited anybody of color from entering French colonial territory or intermarrying with whites, and that was, of course, in response to the Haitian Revolution. This is in 1847, the first U.S. telegraph co-established in the state of Maryland. In 1932, unemployment demonstrations took place in dozens of major American cities demanding unemployment benefits be extended. This is the day in 1937 that 37,000 maritime workers on the West Coast struck for wage increases. That strike could be coming to Baltimore in a couple of weeks, it looks like. We'll talk about that later. This is the day in 1938. The animated film Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was released and made more money than any other motion picture in history at that point. This is the day in 1957 that the Smith-Corona portable typewriters came out, first portable typewriters ever. The company had been doing them since 1986. You young people know what a typewriter is? Probably not, but on this day in 57, the portable came out. This day in 1964, Austin Walton became Georgia's first black judge since Reconstruction. And in 1971, the National Guard mobilized, quelling a demonstration in Wilmington, North Carolina. Two people were killed. This was a day that was known as a massacre by some. Many people killed by police and shot by police and National Guard in civil rights demonstrations on that day. In this day in 1974, Patricia Hearst, the heiress, was kidnapped in Berkeley, California by the Symbionese Liberation Army on this day in 1974. On this day in 1986, Sojourner Truth's stamp came out. On this day in 1997, a civil jury in Santa Monica, California, found O.J. Simpson guilty of the deaths of both his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. He had originally been acquitted of the trial criminally in 1995. On this day in 1999, an unarmed West African immigrant named Amadou Diallo was shot dead by four police officers in New York City, plainclothes police officers, in an unrelated stakeout. On this day in 1999. On this day in 2004, the Massachusetts High Court declared that gays are entitled to be married. And also on this day in 2004, that thing you all are on all the time, Facebook, started by Mark Zuckerberg. On this day, very odd thing happened in 2013. France overturned its 200-year-old ban on women wearing trousers. Not that anybody paid attention to it, but they overturned their ban legally on that day. On this day, born in 1869, was Big Bill Haywood, born in Salt Lake City. He was leader of the Western Federation of Miners and the Industrial Workers of the World, one of the major labor figures in our history. On this day in 1913, Rosa Parks was born. We all know who she was, and when she was asked what she would like to be remembered by, she said, "I'd like to be known as a person who is concerned about freedom and equality and justice and prosperity for all people." She spent an entire life of battling for civil rights and human rights before and after the Montgomery bus boycott. This is in 1921 that Betty Friedan was born, who wrote The Feminine Mystique, and identifying that problem, the problem that has no name, and the question of the educated housewife. Is this all she questions? The only way a woman, as for a man, to find herself, to know herself as a person, is by creative work of her own. There is no other way, she said. And on this day in 2006, Betty Friedan died. Born and died on the same day. And on this day in 1894, Adolf Sax passed away. He, man who invented the saxophone, the Belgian instrument maker. And that is this day, on February the 4th. To see our full list of history on this day and other events we did not have a chance to talk about, please visit us at steinershow.org. It's all right there with more information. Stay with us. Greg Bernstein is with us.